Hey there, Audio Boo. Adam Daniel Mazet at The Real ADM. This is Toronto, Canada. You know, something I really have a difficult time grokking is when you're off in a cafe somewhere, or a restaurant, or a bar, and it's a pretty wide area, so you can freely take up any seat you want in the premises. And you basically just go and pick a spot. And, you know, if you're out with your main squeeze, and you're looking for some privacy, so you mosey on to the furthest reaches of the bar, you know, where you can sit at a table opposite each other or have a four-eyed conversation about something candid, or even if you wanted to canoodle, but you kind of shunt yourself off to the back and you kind of make it known by your body language that you don't want to be disturbed. Okay? All right, so that's step one. Step two, so you're sitting there getting into like a conversation, you're enjoying yourself, and other patrons, as is their right, come into the bar or the restaurant, in this case it's a cafe, and they sit there. Now, before they sit there, they look around for an available space, and they just so happen to notice that there are a couple of tables sandwiching your table, where I said you're sitting there looking to get a little bit of privacy from your main squeeze. Anyway, in this case it was a woman who comes in, takes a look, and takes up a seat right next to us. There were dozens of tables around, and she comes right next to us. I hate that. That's either somebody who's really demented, somebody who has zero personal life and doesn't understand what intimacy means, or, thinking about it positively, maybe it's someone that doesn't want to give the servers any additional work by sitting at a table before. But you know what? I don't get it. We made eye contact with this middle-aged lady. We're like staring at her with daggers. Daggers. And she sits down anyway. And who knows what we're talking about? It doesn't matter. But she's sitting there and getting in our way. That is unacceptable. People, if you do that, have a little bit more perspicacity. Have some spatial awareness. And don't do that. It's rude. And it's ridiculous, actually. That's my beef of the day. I'm kind of tired of it. And it happens in certain societies more often than not. In Japan, it never happens. People give you privacy in Japan. That's the way it goes. Thank you again.